I've been actually along to some of our local health centres and that, and I can see even the stress that frontline workers are under there, just in handling sort of the administration of the operation and that as well. So again, this part of it is probably beyond me in terms of just fully understanding why it is that they're looking at this in the context of making redundancies and or offering people sort of retraining and the likes of it. But as I say, it's the strategic planning and performance group who basically are responsible for that side of the operation. And I've requested a meeting with them, and I'd like to really find out from them just the core of the issue here.
Is the problem funding for Western Urgent Care? Because it would seem on the face of it that if they can't get the GPs, if they can't get the staff, if they feel the need to either lay off people or retrain people, they don't seem to have the resources to actually have a fully staffed GP out of our service. And if they don't have the resources, they're going to have to find those resources from somewhere, because it is very much an urgent need within the community.
Yeah, and thankfully, just even there recently, as yesterday, our finance minister had again alluded to the additional allocation and that to health, even though that a greater part of that is probably not directed at out of our service per se, but on other aspects of health provision. But health provision in the north of Ireland has been greatly underfunded over this last 14 years, in particular under the Tories and election, but that's only but evident now in every way. But when it comes to every aspect of the service, it just seems to be crumbling down around us, you know, so that something drastic probably needs to be done there.